You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recent research by the University of Otago has revealed that more than half of all vape juice and e-liquid products on the shelves misstate the amount of nicotine contained inside. The study showed that 58% of samples tested had over a 10% difference in nicotine content than what was stated on the label. Of these, 95% had less than advertised and 5% had more. I spoke with the lead medical student in the research, Renee Hosking, about what it means for the health of the customer and the regulatory implications of these business practices. Recently released research has shown that e-liquid and vape juice products misstate the amount of nicotine contained inside. So my first question is, according to the results of the study, over 50% of e-liquid and vape juice packages misstate the amount of nicotine contained inside. What does this mean for the health of the consumer?
Yeah, so that's right. About 58% of the samples tested were mislabeled. So what we're most concerned about is if consumers aren't having the amount of nicotine that they are expecting, then our main concern is people who are using vaping products to stop smoking may return to smoking. That would be the worst case. Or people who are using vaping products that are mislabeled will be using more products in order to gain the nicotine that they need. This will have some quite significant health risks for people.
So why are we seeing this happen?
Well, the regulations around vaping are in place. However, there's not as much surveillance of the products. So ESR, they routinely test the products. However, this isn't relayed to the consumer, so the transparency is lacking. But yeah, the products are routinely tested. It's just not, the regulation isn't enforced as strictly as maybe it needs to be.
Is it legal for the manufacturers of these products to just lie about the contents?
No. So yeah, you're right. It's actually illegal for vaping products to not include the amount of nicotine that's stated in the label. So yeah, this is a legal issue.
What does this mean for those using vaping as a nicotine cessation tool?
This is where the main problem comes in. So people who are trying to stop smoking using vaping products, or people who are trying to reduce the amount of vaping that they're doing, if the label isn't correct, then they're not going to be able to accurately or reliably sort of titrate down the amount of nicotine that they're having themselves. So this can lead to really big problems for people, and this is one of our main concerns that's come out of this research.
How would you like to see the tobacco industry and regulators respond to this research?
I think that stricter regulatory control around nicotine content in vapes would definitely help, and greater transparency to the people who are using these products, as they're sort of left in the dark at the moment, as these products seem to be mislabeled quite frequently, and people need the transparency in order to know what's really in their vape.
How can listeners hold these companies to account?
I think just getting behind organisations that are working towards this kind of goal, so places like Vape Free Kids and other organisations that are going towards the same goal would help this, and just sort of letting people know that they know about this and they're wanting to make change.
That was the chief medical student researcher of the study from the University of Otago, Renee Hosking, on deceptive vape juice and e-liquid packaging practices.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.